There once was a housewife named Kay, who cleaned her house every day. Her kids were mean, but her house was clean. For this, she received no pay. The Good Witch, Bad Witch family would like to dedicate this repeat episode to the memory of Kay Majors, an amazing spirit whose faith was unwavering and left us entirely too soon. Fly with the angels, Kay.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Inspired to inspire by angels on earth, guardian angels, and people who change how we think and feel. You are probably an angel to someone else right now. Spread your wings with the witches on this episode about faith and inspiration. And now, Shelley and Lisa.
Hey friends, family, people on the dark side, everybody around, do we know what today is?
Witchy Wednesday?
Witchy Wednesday!
It's Witchy Wednesday. You have best day of reached, the week. And by reached, I mean turned on your phone or your computer.
I am so turned on.
You are, you're always around me.
Beep-bop. You've got mail.
You're listening to the podcast, which is called Good Witch, Bad Witch. Let me introduce my cast of cohorts and characters. We have the Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
How do you do?
We have the Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
Well, how do you do?
Yeah.
And I won't let you introduce yourself this time.
Yeah, let's do it.
My bestie, the Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
And the crowd goes crazy.
The crowd goes wild because everything is amazing. I have a couple little surprises for my people around us.
Your peeps, yeah.
My peeps, the two people that are here with me. First of all, this isn't really for you, but this is for our listeners. We always discuss Patreon at the end of the episode. Today, we're going to discuss it at the beginning.
You're switching it around.
I am. I don't want to sound like we're begging for money, because we really aren't. But we have had people who asked how we can keep the podcast going. They really enjoy it. They listen to it every week. And Patreon is one of those things. For a mere $5 a week, I'm sorry, $5 a month, not a week. Well, you could do $5 a week,
you
too.
You could do $5 a week. That'd be
great. You're helping us out.
For just $5 a month, we don't need the money. It's not for us to get rich. It's just to help us
maintain. For instance, as we talked about earlier, our domain name for our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com, is about to expire. So, I mean, that stuff's not free.
Right.
So help us pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. And when I say us, I mean Shelley. So, no, I'm just kidding. But anyways, look at our Patreon. And as we had discussed last week, there are several very, very high levels. If you pay $100 a person, you can come here and listen to the Lake McConaughey story, which I know that you want to do.
Yes, with cocktails and charcuterie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can hear it right from our dirty little faces.
Right. Yeah. And you'll then be sign a non-disclosure, and you can never tell anybody about it.
That's right.
Once you leave here, we blindfold you.
Yeah. And turn you around, and you do the hokey pokey.
Yes. Turn yourself about.
Yeah. So that's just something. Also, you know, you can buy our merchandise on the website, which Shelley just said was goodwitch-badwitch.com. And
your support is important and
yes.
vital.
Mm-hmm. And reviewing us is also a very good thing. So I'm sorry that I took that at the beginning of the show.
No.
And stuff.
I'm so pissed.
I just want. Are you angry at me?
Furious.
Do you shake your fists in anger up to God? Which is a segue to faith.
Faith. Dunk, dunk. Yeah.
But I gotta have
faith.
We said that at the same time. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
It's because there was angels guiding our vocal
angels
cords
in the outfield.
This show is called Faith, and it's not
a religious-y
kind of show. No,
it's about the feels.
It's about the feels of religion
kind
and
of guardian angels.
So with that, I have a question for you guys, just really fast.
Sure.
What is your faith like now compared to when you were growing up? Like, for example, I was brought up Catholic and had to do the whole
the rituals.
Yes,
the communion. The,
yes,
and all the
what is
yes.
what the
Catholic
first,
scene?
Yeah.
What?
She always down. Had to be seen at the galaxy.
They put me up on top of it and were like, look at okay, that girl.
If we're going to go there, part of the Catholic scene was going to dances in junior high with booze and then having people touch your butt. So that was the Catholic scene for us at the time.
Do it go into the St. Joan of Arc dances? Yes. Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with anything but
that's why it's
where
funny.
They were. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it was, yeah, those were fun. I think about those in my heart pitter patter.
Didn't Brad go to those too?
I don't, maybe.
I thought Brad said he went to those for some odd reason.
It could be. Yeah. Maybe. Who knows? It was mostly.
Like there were boys there and there was no internet. What were we supposed to do?
Yeah. And we could
hey.
Smooch and yeah. touch butts.
And they, just and they had might a ask beer.
Us and to dance.
Get a little bit softer now.
Get a little bit softer now.
That
crazy.
Was, oh, yeah, you were on the ground. I'm all hallelujah over here. Like, I'm just raising it to God.
Lisa is her own Baptist church right now.
I am.
I feel like I'm watching that Whoopi Goldberg
did
movie.
Did I tell this story already about in Catholic church what I said to that boy?
You told me, but you need to tell our listeners because it's the funniest thing. I've spread it on to dozens of people.
Okay, so when I was in like 6th grade, 8th grade, somewhere between 6th and 9th grade, I was young enough to like boys, but like old enough to like boys, but young enough not to know what I was doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was this really, really, really cute boy in church. And in the Catholic church, at one part of the ceremony,
or I thought you were going to say the show.
The show.
Oh, yeah.
And when they're, peace be with you, and also with you. That's that because I went to like Mont Carmel and stuff.
See you
at the
next scene.
All of the
it was like Broadway, they sang everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so you would do this thing where you'd say, peace be with you. And you'd go, and you just like shake hands, mm-hmm. mostly with your mom and your sister you or whatever, because like you didn't like walk around. But I saw this really cute boy. So I decided to walk like two pews up.
Oh,
pew! And pew, pew! And went over to him. And he was probably a couple years older than me. And I went up to him and with all my might and everything went up to him and I said, peace be with you.
and he just
looked at me. And so I turned around and went back and sat with my parents. I don't know, 12, 14-ish.
Peace be with you.
He didn't also with you?
No, he just looked at me. Because I said,
peace be with you.
Peace be with
you. Wouldn't it have been funny if he said, hey, that ain't funny. I have a lift.
You're making fun of me?
Yeah.
That's not very Christian.
How dare you?
That sucks, girl.
I just saw a snake over there in that grass. How dare you, girl?
Lisa's a bitch.
Yeah, and I was like, he's not as cute anymore. Uh-huh. No. But anyways, that was my big old
church scene. Church song.
Church kind
story.
Of great. Kind right. of great.
Yeah. So you grew up Catholic as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did all the things, the communion and, you know, got baptized and all that stuff. And then when you're about 14, all of our friends were getting confirmed, mm-hmm. Sunny and all of that. And it was time consuming. It was a lot of classes mm-hmm. and all that. But that Station of the Cross or whatever it's called, my brother Mike is going to get so mad at me for not even knowing what it is. My two older brothers were altar boys and they got confirmed. And when we moved to Colorado and it was my turn, my parents were kind of like, do what you want.
That I never got confirmed either.
Yeah.
And I did the first Holy Communion.
Yeah.
Did you go get the white dress and the thing and you felt like a bride?
Yeah. I'm so confused.
Oh,
I've heard of getting confirmed on Goodfellas, but I didn't know.
We had to go stab a stool pigeon. Yeah. And then we were closer to Christ.
I'm like, wow.
But I never did the confession. Did you do that?
Yes. Well, I went to Catholic school when all that was happening. So
oh, okay.
We were confessing all the time, even if we didn't do anything wrong. Sister Manuela, I'm sorry I have tonsils. Jeez.
<I'm> sorry, tonsils.
She didn't like that my nose sounded stuffed up.
Shut up.
She's a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Carry on.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
so, yeah, no,
stuffed.
I never got confirmed.
Yes. Okay.
I did my first. So, Daryl, to those of you who don't know, is with Daryl, your first Holy Communion is when you can start taking
the bread.
The little host
the snacks,
that they give you.
The body of Christ.
And that's really all I wanted.
Yeah,
I was
like, hungry.
Oh, snacks, I'm starving. It's in the middle of the church.
Did
can
they
I
give
please?
The kids wine or did you get.
No, we got wine.
You got wine?
Yeah.
I think we got apple juice or something.
No,
like
we
that.
Definitely got at the big churches in Denver or whatever, you drink wine.
Time.
But
you
know,
you wasted.
No, but as a child, I remember thinking it was unsanitary.
Oh, sure.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, yeah, because everybody
drank out of the same.
After every
they,
person.
They do, but
you gotta figure stuff still comes off your lip back into the glass.
Like 40 years from now, this is gonna cause a pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is going.
Lisa's like, mm-mm.
Nope.
I'm like, in the year
25.
I'm a diabetic.
They're like, all these North Devoner Italians are getting COVID. What the hell is happening?
It's from the wine.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I seriously, as a child, remember thinking that is, you know, and I'm not germophobic.
No, but it's
I'm
gross.
I'm not germophobic, but yeah. it was gross. But I still did it because you were supposed to do it. But anyways, that was, the girls would wear a white dress with a
veil.
A veil and mm-hmm. everything. You look like a little tiny bride.
A little tiny bride.
Yeah,
I'm probably Christ.
Oh, gosh.
Do you have your pictures? My mom has pictures. Let's put those up on the website.
Yes, I just found mine recently, and my mom made the dress. I felt so beautiful.
I think my mom bought mine because she didn't sew, but it was probably the most expensive dress, too, except for my wedding dress.
Yeah, it's kind of like our quinceanera a little bit, totally
except
different.
Younger, yeah.
Yes, and it's, you know, spiritual.
And so, mm-hmm. Daryl, you didn't...
Nope, no church, nothing for me. Nope.
Never went to but you started going to church when you got a little older, correct?
Well, yeah, I got a little older. I went to a born-again Christian group and everything, which was fine. It would get kind of at a time I probably needed something like that. I was going through some weird times in my ex-marriage. And the thing was cool. Met a lot of neat people. Went into work one day after the weekend.
You were like in your mid-20s,
yeah, correct? Yeah, my mid-20s, yeah. And my boss says, hey, I need to talk to you. So we go into her office. I'm like, oh, what did I do now?
Right.
And she said, so I received this letter that I'm supposed take this much money out of your check and give it to this church.
No. Mm-hmm. Without your consent?
Well, she goes.
Well, she needed to get your consent, but your church didn't tell you that was coming.
The church just went ahead and sent her a letter and said, "This is how much we're asking to take out of his check."
And you're a young dad.
Yeah, and I go, well, oh hell no.
Yeah,
and hell no.
You quit the church at that point.
Yeah, well, I went back and I told them, I said, that is very rude, I think.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's part of the way the church is. We've been giving you something, we give you good feels, but you know, and we feel like, you know, you can help us out with the church. That way we have a place over.
How about I give you what I can afford?
Well, I said, I go, I don't mind giving you something, but when you go to my work and involve them in taking it out, I think that's very, very impersonal.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's crossing the line. So yeah, after that, I never went back.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Did they do like the adult baptism thing, or what I call the wet T-shirt contest?
Well, I didn't get that far. I didn't pay to get that far.
No,
but as Catholics, you get baptized when you're a baby.
Usually, yeah. But if you like convert, if you can do that when you're older, I think they do grown up ones.
Yeah, that's more of like a Christian thing now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know.
That kind of a rebirth deal, symbolic.
I think in the Catholic Church, they still just do like a little bit, opposed to with Christians, they like, if you get in a swimming pool.
Well, they churches have pools.
No, I'm not even kidding. Yes. They have like a hot tub, like a
hot tub time machine. So for those of you who can't see their hands,
boil off your sins.
Lisa's like, they give you just a little bit. She like chapped my imaginary forehead.
They use the two little finners.
Like, boop, boop.
Well, that's what I remember. Like, the priest would, like, tap it in the little holy water, and they go, boop, boop, on your forehead, right? And do the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm obviously a terrible Catholic, but I think when you get older, for a lot of people, you either become disenchanted or it becomes more personal and less of an institution.
Right.
Mm. Is that kind of where you guys are at now? Like, there's a different... maybe more informal faith, not only is it more convenient, which is factual, but I can find God in a forest.
Right.
You know, I don't need to be in a church to find God.
That was God, Shelley.
Was that a Yeti?
Remember that was that camping trip you went on? God left me a little special.
I guess we kind of went down a rabbit hole, and my spirituality is kind of all over the place, so it's probably, I guess it's not something that I kind of want to discuss, not because
it's not the topic. There's religion and spirituality, and we're talking about
faith. It was, and I kind of went off the rails
with that. We're off topic.
And stuff, so it's not that I don't want to talk about it because I'm ashamed of it, it's because I don't have it right in my head yet, and I don't know exactly where I sit with it, but I think that if you're a good person, you're a good person, and that's all there is to it.
Right.
So, okay, so
don't
that
be a dick,
said,
y'all.
Right. That's. I think I'm going to start a church called Don't Be a Dick Church. But we, the faith part that we're talking about is more like, have you guys ever had like an angel on earth, that somebody that was always there for you, somebody who had not passed or that you didn't think was an angel, that had been, was there for you no matter what, all the time.
And angels on earth. Yes. Or I do have one that's a complete stranger that was a guardian angel.
I love
that. Came out of nowhere too.
Okay.
Is this still our intro?
Are we doing it? We're still introducing.
We are.
I'm the bad witch.
Yes.
I'm the good witch.
And I'm your man witch confused.
Okay. I got my intro and my girthy meat confused. Okay. But who do you want to tell your story?
I don't really have. Well, I mean, the only person that I could, not the only person, the people who pop into my mind that I know would come running to help me no matter what, would probably be Deb and Troy.
Oh, sure.
I mean, even now they've moved to Michigan,
yes.
If I said right now, I need you to come help me and stay with me and stuff, either one of them would drop everything and come help me. That's, I guess, if I think of somebody like that.
I see what you're saying. And they birthed your emergency puppies.
Yes.
And I'm not hurt that you didn't think of me. I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. I wouldn't do any of that.
If you got stung by
so that's fine. Even though, you know, I'm 25 minutes away, I wouldn't.
Yeah, really, she doesn't have to fly, nothing.
No. I was like, I'm napping. She'll be fine. Deb and Trey can come take care of it.
Do you see how I put that light so there's a glow behind Shelly? I'm like, that's a signal.
We have already discussed before this that we weren't going to see each other.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah,
because
I know you guys were going to say me.
Yeah. Remember?
In the green room. Okay, so my stranger one, the one that always comes to my head first, this is my chicken soup for the soul guy.
Right.
And I was probably 20, and I had my first car, which was a 1991 Geo Metro.
Uh-huh.
And it was around Christmas time. It was very, very cold. I was working at a bar. I got off at like 10 o'clock or something. I had to go to a Walmart or a place for something, or food, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's late, so there's hardly anybody in the parking lot. I go inside to get whatever I needed, and I come outside, and there's a man standing next to my car. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nobody else is around. I don't have a cell phone, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't know what they were, I don't think.
Right.
And anyway, this kind man, I took terrible care of my car because I was lazy and I didn't know any better. And
you're young, too.
I was young. And the tires were almost bald, like you could see the wires and stuff. And he's like, you're going to get into an accident if you drive this car like this. So I'm going to, if you open up the back thing and get your spare tire, I'll put it on for you. I just need you to go to a tire store tomorrow and please tell me that you're going to take care of this. He goes, it's a Geo Metro. Your tires are a nickel a piece. You're going to be fine. But anyway, he changed my tire, and it was dark and it was cold, and he didn't need to do that. And I gave him $20, and he said, no, please don't.
He's like, you're going to need tires.
Exactly. And we both went about our merry ways. But I just thought, what if I did get hurt or hurt somebody else that night, you know? And, you know, he taught me to be responsible about my cars, too.
You never know.
Yeah.
If it was just one guy in the parking lot.
Right place,
that
right
is
time.
An angel.
Exactly. And, you know, it could have been a different person with ill intent, you know.
True,
So, anyway, he's my guardian angel, I think, at first when that happens.
That's a good one.
Oh, and Deb and Troy, because they do stuff for me, too.
Yeah. Hog, Deb and Troy. Yeah. I would say my uncle. Don,
sure.
He seriously is one that would, and we do a lot for him, but he has done a tremendous, a lot of stuff for my family and me and Lisa. Just the greatest guy, which is so weird because he is the complete opposite of my father.
Mm-hmm.
My dad wouldn't, you know, if I was standing next to him on fire,
mm-hmm.
he would go, shit, let me get a light. He wouldn't pee on me or nothing.
Oh, no.
He would have just said, oh, wow, okay. But my Uncle Don, yeah, definitely.
Is that your dad's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, he's helped us. He helped us get this house,
mm-hmm.
you know. He's helped us with car. Just everything. The guy, seriously, is just, he is. He's a.
Shared his favorite vacation with you guys every year.
Every
Dylan
year.
With that cabin.
Yep.
Oh,
so.
That's a good one.
Do you think that you guys have ever done anything that would make you angels to somebody else?
I know I did.
Oh, yeah?
You want this right?
Oh, I love it.
Can we say this one on radio?
I saw Jesus.
That's everybody. No, I was bartending, and a friend of mine, who's still a very good friend of mine, was flirting with the idea of having an affair with a married man. And we were talking, and we were both in our early 20s, and she's like, what's the harm, whatever. And I'm like, I know you don't know this woman, and she might be crazy, and she might deserve it, she might whatever, but you know, life is hard enough, let's just be kind to each other, you know, not just other women, mm-hmm. but, you know, just humans. It's a shitty thing to do. Would you want somebody to do that to you? She goes, well, it's the husband's responsibility. And I'm like, it's a little your responsibility, too. Mm-hmm. You have the knowledge. What you do with it is what you do with it. I didn't think anything about that conversation until about, I think I saw her, I don't know, however many years later, and I totally forgot about it. But she goes, you know, I didn't end up fooling around with that guy, and he ended up being a terrible person, and thank you for making me look at it in a different light. So I didn't save their life, but maybe she could have got AIDS. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say you did.
I'm going to say that something that I said had an effect on another person. Well, once.
That's good.
I like that.
Thanks.
That's nice. Yes. Daryl constantly is like, he's that stopper guy that mm-hmm. changes your tire and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so he'll run and get gas for somebody or whatever, and he always helps people. But do you know of one that you were like...
Well, I just had one happen yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that already.
I came walking downstairs out of our boutique and stuff, and I walked over to my car, and I noticed kind of an older-looking couple were parked behind me, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, her husband just goes down, boom, flat on his back, everything. So I ran over to her, and I said, can I help? What's going on? She goes, I don't know. And she's like, you know, patting him, and she's like, Ken. And this guy had no response.
Oh, my God.
And I go, what can I do? She goes, can you get the doctor? And I go, where's the doctor? And she pointed to the building next to us. She goes, he's downstairs in the basement.
Oh, my God.
So I booked over there. I go downstairs. I open up this doctor's office door. I go, do you guys have a patient, Ken? And they must have been expecting him, you know, coming in. They're like, yeah. I go, he's out laying in the parking lot. He just collapsed. And so, you know, we go, I'm not going to lie, I got back to him before they did.
Yes.
And they were just walking.
No.
Yes.
It was a defibrillator. Like,
the gal with the defibrillator was just walking along. The doctor finally walks up, and she goes, what should we do, doctor? And he's like, I don't know. What's going on, Ken? Well, Ken was coherent by now. He goes, I think I got out of the car too fast. I turned, and it's so hot. He goes, I think I just fainted.
Oh, my gosh.
But they were letting him still lie on this
Mr. hot... Mr. Casual.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And that's why I told Lisa. I go, I ran over there, booked Leo, did my Forrest Gump, and then back to make
poor
sure...
Ken.
But yeah, and so,
he's
you know...
He's probably got a concussion.
I know.
It freaked me out, though. I mean, I was like... I thought, God, this guy just died right in front of me, you know, and stuff, but... No,
but you tried to get him care as fast as you could.
Yeah,
you did
your
part.
Yeah,
you know, it probably would have been better if you would have put him on your back and ran him in.
He was a big dude. Man, which not so big. I mean, I know my name's long, but I'm not that big of a guy.
Get the dolly.
I give you.
I know yours. Were you going to do it with your puppy?
Oh, that is in my meat.
It's in the meat?
Yes.
Oh, it's in the processed meat.
She's got it brewing right now.
I'll tell you what to say. I was presumptuous.
But I would call Deb and Troy and maybe they'd answer. But let me just say this. Don't ever call me. I am the worst. We've had people call me. They're downtown. I'm like, yeah.
I don't do one-way streets.
I'm about six deep. But good luck with that, you know.
Yeah.
One time though, I did have to go get my son. I did. I wasn't drinking back then, but I did go save my son. He got jumped by a bunch of guys stuff. So I went down to help him. But poor,
which was a godsend.
Poor our old girl that used to work for us, Erica. Our old girl. Our old hairstylist.
She's just 10, 15 years younger than us. Yeah.
She would call. She called me one time. An ex-employee. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not old at all.
Yeah. She calls one time and she's like, "Hey, Daddy D, I'm downtown," and blah blah blah. And I go, well, Happy New Year. You sound like you're having a good time.
And he hung up.
Click.
She needed a ride. I'm like, oh my God. I told her the next day, she's like, Daryl hung up on me. I needed a ride. I said, why did you call him and not me?
Call Lisa.
Yeah, yes. Never call Daryl after 10 o'clock.
We're going to put Lisa's cell number up here at the end.
And now I'll just give you money for an Uber because I'm not picking your ass up either.
That's exactly. The way to do it now.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah.
Bye.
Click. I've never been an angel for anybody. I did. This was actually kind of funny. Daryl and I went to the grocery store after an Avs game just to get a snack. We were hungry. And we wanted to get a pizza or something. It's like 10:30 or 11. We go in, and there's this guy who's in, it's on Federal, so it's kind of more of a shifty part of town, whatever.
Yeah, about 20-30 Federal.
Yeah. And he's like, can I have some money? I'm really hungry, you know, and stuff. And I was like, no, but I will go and get you some food and stuff. And he's like, oh, and stuff. And I was like, just stay right here. And so I ran in and bought a whole bunch of Lunchables and then came back and he was gone.
Oh, but then you had Lunchables.
I did.
You were your own Lunch Angel.
And they tasted heavenly.
But you were trying to do a good deed.
I was trying to, but he obviously didn't really need food.
No, that's the thing. I get that too, because I get people that'll be like, hey, can you give me some money? I need to get some diapers. I go, I don't carry any money on me, but if you want to go in with me, you can go with me and I'll buy you some diapers.
Yes.
And they would avoid you like the plague.
Mm-hmm. They just want the cash.
I even had a guy one time, I go, oh, I don't carry any cash. He goes, well, you're stupid.
Oh.
And I go, well, you're not getting shit.
The homeless are so disingenuous and mean anymore.
I'm like,
they're mean.
I'll help you out if you want to come in.
Mean homeless. Yes. So, mean homeless. Thank you, Denbo.
I don't normally like to say if I do stuff like this, but on that line, when I was living in the townhome, there was a woman, and she was digging in the dumpster in the alley next to my house. And so anyway, I was getting ready to go to work, and I looked over at her, and then she kind of plopped out of the dumpster. I could see that she was very, very pregnant and very, very young. And I was like, fuck, I wish I had more money. And I think I know exactly, I had $6. And I'm like, I don't have time to make you a sandwich or anything, but here's $6 a week, please go get something to eat. And I think she was just literally starving. Mm. And she wasn't begging, she wasn't asking anybody. Yeah. But anyway, I hope she's okay.
Nice. Yeah,
I think she is.
Well, do you guys think that you have like an angel that watches down on you?
I do, don't you guys? Or you'll feel when people come to visit or that they're thinking about you too, or are being protected?
I think that when I always think about somebody looking down on me, I think of my grandparents. I think a lot of people do that.
Sure.
But I do also, I don't know how much stock I take in it, but it makes me feel better if you guys ever come to my, well, you are at my house, but if you're at my house or at my work or if you live with me or whatever, you'll see dimes all over my house.
Who and are those from?
That's from Brandy.
Oh.
And stuff. My friend Elaine told me that if you see a dime, it meant somebody was thinking about you. She told me that right after my sister passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I always, and it's not like, hi, I have a dime in my purse.
No.
It's like just they come.
We'll, she'll be like
in an odd place between the sheets or something.
We'll totally find them on the stairs.
Yeah.
Just a dime sitting on the steps.
Saying hello.
So I usually just put them, like I have a place downstairs, I have a place upstairs, I have a place in my shop, and I continue to put the...
She's up to a couple bucks now, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And when I get to $1,000, she wants me to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
I believe in that too.
Me
you
too.
Know, I think as of late, I didn't even tell you this. The past three nights, I've been having dreams, and my mother has been in them and talking to me a lot and stuff. You know, so which is kind of weird. But I believe she's one of those angels that's still around me. You know, watches out stuff. But I think John's still around me, but kind of in a fucked up way because I think he's the one that's making me do all this falling.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's funny because if I have to do anything with heights. Like, if I have to get on a ladder or something, I will sit there and I will talk to him. I'm like, hey, just get me through this, brother. You know, I'm about 7 feet up in the air. No. And I've never been one for heights. And he used to just harass me about that all the time. He's like, dude, it's easy. You just got to get over it. I'm like, can't do it.
Right.
But
your balance is probably worse when you're stressing and overthinking it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sure he is here with you. What's another one? I know with... my ex's mom, her thing was ladybugs. And the year that she died, we were just lousy with ladybugs. They were everywhere.
Butterflies. We always, if we see a yellow butterfly, we think of Daryl's mom. I don't know. They were coming around a lot when he passed away. That's what I'm sorry. Yes. Hi.
What was the name of that woman? Sorry to interrupt you.
You're fine.
That woman that we saw after your sister passed with Debbie, and we wanted to see if your sister would talk to us from the other side.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
Deb Shepherd.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, she was great.
She was great, and she made it a point that a lot of spirits will speak to you through electronics, particularly music.
Yeah.
And don't you find sometimes, especially because Colleen was so musical and we had so many musical things in common, it's not like it wouldn't be that big of a deal if every time a song came on that reminded you of her, because there's so many of them.
Right.
But there will be days where it's just like one after the other. And I'm like, I hear you. Take a nap. Yeah, what are you saying?
What do you want me to do?
She's up there DJing her.
Exactly. Yeah, this is my mixtape. Or, I wish you would have done this at the memorial.
Colleen, take a break. It's all good.
But sometimes it's just like an onslaught
of
reminders, which is always welcome.
Yes. Well, let's take a little bit of a break, and then we'll come back and talk about people we think have restored our faith in humanity.
I love it.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boop. 'Cause I gotta have faith.
Hey, welcome back, witches. We have been talking about guardian angels and signs from angels and faith, spirituality. But now we're going to kind of segue into real life people that we know who have restored our faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. And people who kind of turned you around just by doing something way above and beyond. And we are lucky enough to know a lot of those people that have done some extraordinary things. But Lisa, did you want to save yours for last? Because it's kind of the goodest one.
Then sure.
It'll give me time to think of one.
Yeah. Oh,
then hit it.
Okay, I have one. Do you want to go last or now?
Here are your choices. You have no choice.
How about we save your puppy feeling? You want to go last? That way you can...
You go, Daryl.
Okay. Well, you have anything?
She said she needs to think.
Yeah. Okay, so... this one's been... We've been helped out. My sister, my little sister, Nicole, has... her boyfriend, Tomas, just the greatest guy, I mean, just you could ever meet. But we broke down in one car one time, and we were on the side of the highway, and we're like, what the hell are we going to do? It's early in the morning. We're on our way to work. And I said, call Nicole to see maybe Tomas can help us, because he has a tow truck. Called him. Nicole looks. She goes, oh, it's just my brother. He probably wants to talk or something. And Tomas goes, you need to answer that call. It probably could be something. He needs us or something. So she answers. Sure enough, boom. He comes and gets us, gets his tow truck and tows our car.
That wasn't that long ago.
And let us take his car vehicle. For, what, two oh, weeks? Yeah. A week?
What
or something
sweetheart.
While our car got fixed.
He's like, no, what we're going to do is we're going to take you back to my house, get the his truck.
Durango, yeah.
And then you can drive that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, for as long as you need it and stuff. And I'm like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, I wouldn't have offered it to you if I wasn't sure. I'm like, oh, my God. So then just a couple of weeks ago, she's driving to work. She gets a blowout. Freaks out. She's calling me freaking out. And I said, call Nick.
Well, he had COVID, so he was really
sick. Yeah, I couldn't do
anything.
No.
And he's like, did you think about calling Nicole? And I was like, and I think I already had. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for Tomas to call me back, because I was like, I thought I'd have to be towed again and stuff. And I called Nicole, and she's like, okay, I'll call Tomas. He's getting off work right now. And then I called Daryl to tell him what happened. Tomas came, and I'm like looking for a tow truck, and he's just in his regular car, and I'm like, and I'm bawling, and he's like, okay, you're fine. On the side of this really, really busy street, he changes my tire, puts a spare on, and goes, and was like, your guy was like go
thinks get nothing of it.
No, yeah. And it was, he could have gotten hit.
Yes.
It was like, I mean, he was on the the traffic side of the and stuff,
highway
and then
two.
He just gave me a hug, and then
Sun
was like,
runaway.
Yeah, I'm forever indebted to them.
That's
they're
beautiful.
Amazing. And
but, you know,
definitely
some people will change your tire and they just throw all the tools in there and say, okay,
you can
go.
Put it back
he
on
put
nice.
Everything back
oh
in there completely
gosh.
Tied everything down the way it goes and says, now go get a tire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now
he sounds lovely.
He is the nicest
well
guy.
The thing is, I mean, you know, I have family that I've known. I mean, we only recently
called Deb and Troy. They'll change your tire.
They'll fly in from Detroit.
I seriously hate you, Paul.
No, you know what? I have zero skills. I don't know how to change a tire. I would have done it for you.
Troy does. No, but
Deb probably does.
She probably does. But we just recently, within the last 5 years, became, I mean, because they were, that's kind of another story for another time, but it's Daryl's stepsister. Mm-hmm. He connected with her when his dad died and stuff. They've been amazing.
She's dating him right after we've met.
Yeah, so we haven't known them for that long, and they would do more for us than people I've known for
my actual blood brothers. I swear to God, she would, and he would.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the sweetest thing.
Yeah,
and maybe because I know you do it for them, I'm sure you would too.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
if I was out of town, I couldn't. No, just kidding. Yeah, and no, if it's after 10, I can't.
No, but, yeah. But anytime.
No, yeah.
That's
no.
So lovely.
Yeah.
I thought of mine.
Okay.
So you know this person. She was actually a guest on the show, and she changed my life in a pretty drastic way, but she's changed a lot of people's lives in a very drastic way. And that person is Casey King. So she's the dog rescuer. And almost 2 years ago now, when I got Linus, whose name was Mason at the time, she was staying at this rundown shelter, dog shelter in Monta Vista, Colorado, 4 hours away from her own home. And she was spending the night there every night until this pit bull named Drools was adopted.
Oh, yeah. We talked about
it. And it was a no-kill shelter. And he had been there, I think, for
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And I think she was there for 72 days.
Wow. Wow.
And I was like, I want to help my friend out. And maybe I might have a connection with this dog. I wasn't even really looking for a dog. And I went down there to meet him, and we didn't really connect. But he found a great, perfect new home. And me and Linus are now best friends. And who knows how many other dozens of people that she's connected with their animals.
Yeah, because when you went down there to to see if you and Drools were a match or whatever, you connected with Linus better. Yes. And there was the Drools wasn't great with girls.
Yeah, and he ended was up too big for me.
Yeah, and he got a boy.
Yeah, a nice young man with a yard and all of that stuff. And it worked out awesome. But that's just one example of how many people and animals that she's saved their lives, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, good on you, Casey. Angel on Earth.
Right, perfect. So mine was, okay, so in March of 2021, if you guys are listening from Colorado, and I hope you're listening from everywhere, but if you are from Colorado, you'll know that we got one of the biggest snowstorms that has ever hit here.
It happened since like 82.
Since when I mean, there was
four feet of snow.
Maybe more. I mean, just snow drifts. It was crazy. And that morning, and on top of everything else, our hot water heater was out, so we had no hot water, which is not really a big deal.
For two weeks.
And so we were like doing the whole whore bath and everything. Right.
We're out of baby wipes.
Right, yes, totally. But I had gotten up, and my little Liss dog, who was a Chihuahua, was laboring, breathing really, really, really bad. And I had called, and all of the animal hospitals were either closed. I called people to come to see her at the house. They weren't answering. I actually was at the point where I was calling places just to put her down because she was in so much pain, and she already had diabetes. She was older and stuff. And I'm like, even at the point where I was like, could I overdose her or something to get her out of this misery? I mean, I can't watch her do this anymore. And, it was horrible, horrible, horrible. So I finally found a place that was open, and the only reason that they were open is because they couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They were stuck at the emergency vet center, like stuck in as we were all stuck in home.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Daryl, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go take her. And it was like off of it wasn't too far from our house, like 110th and Washington or something,
right?
Which we're on 104th and
Tower.
Yeah. So it's on a good day, maybe 10, 15 minute drive. So I told Daryl, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go take her. These people are open. And he's like, you can't get out of the driveway. He's like, there's a car stuck in front of our house right now, and it's a bigger car than ours. And I'm like, I have to at least try. And he goes, even if you try, he's like, then I'm going to have to run down the street and get you and the dog.
I'm just like,
you're going to freeze. He's like, honey, I know that, you know, this is valiant effort and stuff, but you can't, don't, it's ridiculous. And I knew it was, but I knew that I had to do something. So as I'm, you know, texting my friends and I'm totally upset and this and that, one of my friend Nikki had actually put on the reunion Facebook page, if anybody has a big truck or, you know, some kind of a four-wheel drive,
they can get through this snow,
can you please pick up my friend? Her dog's dying. And this little girl, and when I say little, she was like 21. I mean, not little. Her dad, she lived with her dad full time ever since she, I mean, I got to know her very well because we spent 4 hours in the car together because that's how long it took us to get to the emergency vet.
Oh, there my God. Back, yeah. Yeah. That's how many miles away again, you think?
God, from 104 to 110?
Maybe? Not even that?
Yeah.
Less than 10 miles. It would be like hours. A 10-minute drive.
Wow.
A 10-15-minute drive. So, anyways, she grew up, her dad was in Florida, and she was home by herself. She's never on Facebook. She just happened to be scrolling through it, and she couldn't get to work. Mm. And he had a big lifted Jeep that had, like, these monster tires. Mm-hmm. So she took his Jeep. She actually called me, and she's like, I'm on my way to pick you up. And I'm like, I really stink because I haven't taken a shower in 2 weeks. And priorities. She's like, does it make you feel any better if I tell you I didn't shower today? And I'm like, yes.
We'll stink together.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, my God. And so we went. I got into her car with my little dog in the little bag. We went to the, like I said, it was like a round trip. It was like 4 hours, 2 hours there, 2 hours back. It was ridiculous. It was crazy. I was at first a little bit upset with Daryl because I was like, why aren't you going with me? And then he like...
I know why.
Well, he said... No, yeah, he's no, like, I have kidding. To drink some beer. That. No,
no.
He was like, honey, what if something happens and you get stuck?
You we get have, stuck the other two we dogs have the other two dogs here, right. here at home.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that makes sense, you know, and stuff. He's like, I can't leave them, you know, we can't get stuck, blah, blah, blah. So we got there. She was so sweet because she asked me if she, I mean, she was like rubbing my back because I was crying the whole time. She's like, do you want me to go? She's like, do you want me to go in there? I mean, I know where what her favorite coffee is, her favorite breakfast place. I mean, we talked so much. And she was like, would you like me to go in there with you and hold your hand while, you know, we do this? Because they had taken her, left us in the car, and then called me and said, there's really nothing we can do. We need to put her down. Do you want to come inside? And you know, this is also during COVID, so there was all of that.
Yes.
So I was kind of like, I just kind of want to do this by myself. I appreciate it. Her name was Shelby, by the way. And went in, got, did whatever I had to do, and got time with my dog, and I just didn't want her to be in pain anymore. It was horrible. And she drove me home and never asked for gas money, anything. She was just, again, she didn't need to do it.
She was heaven sent. It was meant to be.
Yes, yeah. It was
that's
seriously.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
cool part, she was going to school to become a vet.
Yeah, and she said she loves
felt
animals.
Like she was, I could not help you. So, I thought was great, but We put together a little gift basket
for
her.
We did, yeah.
Because she didn't even want that.
Yeah.
And so Lisa's like, no, please, please, you don't understand. I want to give this to you. I feel like I know you now. I want to give you this. And
what a miracle.
The funny part was when we were on our way back, there was this guy on the side of the road, and we had to stop at a stoplight, and we were sitting there. And he ran over to the car, and he had, like, his face was tattooed, and he was just kind of, you know, like, a little off, not off color, that's wrong to say, but yes, which is, I mean, I'm tattooed, and she said, she's like, I have a whole arm sleeve or whatever.
But you're really committed if you do it on your face.
Yes. And he stopped us, and he's like, can you take my girlfriend? My girlfriend's in the car, and can you take her to blah, 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 which was in a total opposite direction. And she's like, we're not going that way. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks. And then she goes, I feel really bad, but I'm not going that way, and it's kind of scary. And I was like, honey, you have done your due diligence.
No shit.
I was like, you've done enough for today.
And she knew somebody that knew you. You weren't a complete stranger off the street with a tattooed face.
She didn't know. No, she just happened to look at the reunion page.
No. She says she's never on Facebook. She goes, but I just was scrolling around because I was bored. And bam,
I thought she was a friend of Nikki's.
No. Which she didn't know. She just lived, she lives in, like, across 104th in the condos. Over there,
and God bless Nikki for putting up that message.
Absolutely, yeah. And between the two of them, I mean, seriously, that it was the hardest thing ever because I just had my little baby Chihuahua on my chest, mm-hmm. and she couldn't breathe, and it's hard to watch that, and stuff. It was, and not be able to help, and you know, something that you've nurtured for 14 years, and it's like, I want to help you. But anyways, shout out to Shelby, who
love
is,
you, Shelby.
That's a great story.
Yes. Man, good on you.
So that is our faith and humanity stories. We're going to come back with the top five And maybe a little song.
Ooh.
Ooh, maybe.
Musica?
Maybe a little song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I said, fly on, my sweet angel. Fly on through the sky. Fly on, my sweet, sweet angel. Tomorrow I shall have you by my side. Sure enough, this morning came to me. Silver wings silhouette against the golden rose of today's sunrise. And the angel, she bent down and told me, you never have to worry about this place. You just wipe your weeping eyes. I'll take you where you've never been.
Cause you gotta have five, 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 a top five.
Baby!
Ooh, nice!
That's the top five. We practice. Oh, yeah. And we practice. And we do it all for you.
This is really not as simple as it seems, folks.
Yeah. You know, it took us seconds to figure that. Maybe even a minute.
Hey. Yeah. Don't give out the secrets.
Oh, sorry.
If time is money, that was
that's right, yeah.
A that nickel
was,
and a half.
That was almost your tires
That'll get you some tires for a Geo Metro.
Right?
Three okay. banger.
So our top five for this week's episode is the top five most spiritual places. It could be ever in the world.
Don't overexplain it.
Are, okay.
Or your peaceful, or peaceful place, right?
Yeah. Or a peaceful place that's it, you.
Yes.
Okay.
For you.
Yes. Yeah. Lisa thought of this episode in the top five, and the me, and Daryl did the technical stuff, and I wrote my top five.
Perfect.
And sang along to the top five jingle that, I'll take credit for that.
That was good. She wrote it.
But great job, Lise. I like this top five a lot.
Yeah, this was a fun good. One. Oh, I was a little stumped at first, but yeah.
Then, Daryl, you haven't gone first in a while. Do you want a sandwich?
Yeah, I'll go first. My feel-good place and everything, was, you know, where I feel peace, first thing in the morning, my bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Dropping a deuce.
That's right.
Man. For a long time, too. I'm at the point now where I feel like
she goes,
I need to.
We're going
to
be late for work.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he's getting I'm more and like more this. Peaceful.
You can't see this. I'm zenning out.
Yeah.
Got my legs Lotus. Crossed on the toilet.
That's what I was going to say. The hardest part is getting his legs crossed up on the toilet like right. that in the seated crisscross position.
Crisscross apple really, plop.
Yeah.
The crisscross I'll make it. Dump.
Oh. I really do feel like that I need to wake him up about 15 minutes earlier.
Okay. No. Just for poop's sake.
Yep. For poop's sake.
Now you know.
Yep.
You didn't know, but now you know.
There you go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Babbage.
Mine is my favorite and most, the place that gives me the most peace is sitting with a billion puppies.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's never happened, but I'm sure that it would be very, very Zen-like.
Wouldn't that be
even
wonderful?
Even just 10.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the most puppies I've had at once around me are about probably 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah. I'll take as many as I can get.
Yeah.
All the puppies.
Yep. Live and free.
All that mm-hmm. breath yep. all over you.
Puppy breath.
Yep.
Good one.
Okay.
I'm going to say the ocean shore. I like being by the ocean. I like the sound. I like the smell. I like how I don't really like how it tastes. That don't do that.
No.
No, it's full of
salt.
Whale poop.
I hate when I see you licking the ocean floor. I know. I'm like,
there she goes
sure.
again.
They said there's calamari out here.
It's just so salty.
No, I just feel at home and fine and good. Now, actually, in the ocean, I feel like a snack.
Yeah.
For sharks. Mm-hmm. But on the ocean shore, I feel pretty good.
Lovely.
Thanks. I love the ocean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's you.
Lisa will agree with this. I love my backyard.
That's my number four, too.
I
get out there, and I just want to totally just chill. I love it.
It's
love,
your oasis.
Love my backyard.
I just wish there wasn't so many mosquitoes, and we need to find a way to un-mosquitoize.
Do you have those smelly candles?
We have.
I've got tiki everything. Torches, and I've got electronic things. I've got...
Oh, man.
I'm just sprays. Very delicious.
You I never get bit. She's out there...
I think it's because they don't drink. Yeah. And so they don't really want my blood.
No, they're like, the last time I
Or they do want your blood.
Last time That's I what I meant.
Oh.
They do want my blood. Well, yeah,
his is toxic.
Yeah. No, they drink me and they're like,
they just fall down.
And the little wife mosquito's like, you're drunk again. And Daryl's outside.
Yeah. I got another FUI.
That was funny.
Next time that happens, don't come home, mister.
Right.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, mine was my backyard too.
Oh, very okay. good.
So,
My number four is Lake Powell. It's another water one, but it's different because, A, when you go out there, I went for over 20 years on a timeshare on a houseboat. And basically, until the beginning and the end, your only job is to play. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just like an adult playground. And there's music or no music, there's quiet or no quiet. But a lot of times you're out there in the middle of nowhere with just you and your friends, and it's such a timeless beauty. You look like you're on Mars, but with water. Oh, it's so, so lovely. And then one time we were up just like sunning on the top deck when you could do that before you would get melanoma. Mm-hmm. The Navy jets went overhead, like out of nowhere, over the cliffs. And just like, there's just so many magical moments out there that you can't recreate. And they mm-hmm. just come and until this day, that's probably the closest I've ever felt to God. I feel like there was just all kinds of magical energy, I guess, around you, which I know sounds insane. But Lake Powell, that's my story. Great.
When you're in that with the cliffs next to you, right?
Yes.
Like, and just there's certain parts where it's a little bit thinner in
yes.
it. Like, you go
like
through.
You're the only people on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
How neat.
Yeah,
I watched
really
the
is.
Tommy Lee video. It was really
yeah.
great.
Oh, perfect. Which
I did
like
not see Jesus. I didn't see Jesus that way. But, yeah.
No, but that, I would love to do that. That does sound great.
It's quite lovely.
I Lisa and Blake, really, but I like when I get the chance to have a little bit of time. Lake Dillon.
That's my number three, too.
You guys have the
it's
exact
the same
number.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't
I just
that something?
Love to sit, I mean, out and just look at the lake, even if it's even from the room that we are at or whatever.
Yes.
I feel like it's the only time where I'm completely like, I don't have to think and
nothing,
I don't
yeah.
have to,
no.
I don't have to worry about, I mean, even like when I'm on the other vacations,
mm-hmm.
it's not
You're
as,
always working.
Yeah, I'm working or I'm stressed out because I have to be here or I have to go
right.
there and I need an Uber here. At Dillon, we know where everything is.
Yes.
We and it's yes.
And
it
not
just,
everybody has to be. We can if you want to walk out the door, you can go do whatever you
mm-hmm.
want.
Right,
yeah.
Sleep in, wake up when you want, yep. do
exactly.
what you want that day. No agenda.
Yep.
And it's so pretty up there and so mm. quiet. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And the air feels different. All of that. So
yeah.
That's
yeah,
a great
yeah.
one.
It's so, the perfect temperature and just great. Yeah. So that was my three too.
How funny you
Yay.
Guys! You mm-hmm. guys are compatible.
I guess
you're equally spiritual.
We should get married.
You should.
Say, Lisa, want to get married?
Married is what brings us together. Today.
So this feels like piggybacking a little bit, but so Brian's other house is in Evergreen, and when you drive up there and you're going like over the Genesee Pass or whatever, mm-hmm. and you get over that hill and all of a sudden there's just Rockies as far as the eye can see, light blue, medium blue, dark blue, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and there may be some clouds or maybe sun shining through. It's so beautiful it looks fake, and they call mm-hmm. it the gateway to the Rockies. And I'm usually coming from work and the last day of 5 days of however many hours, whatever, and I just let it go and I literally thank God mm-hmm. and I'm like, holy shit, I'm gonna cry thinking about it. It's so beautiful. I feel right when
Aww.
I see that.
Oh,
fuck off.
I think that's beautiful. I think that's awesome that you have that.
You have that
in your life.
You sweet, sweet thing.
Because
sweet crying.
With
idiot.
That being said, I remember back in the day in this blue Geo Metro going up that same little area.
And we were
praying for other reasons.
We had to kick out the bottom of it so we could flip Fred Flynn's to it to help with the motor.
But she had nice
with
tires.
The wiring.
She
tires.
Did. She had great tires. At
great
that point.
Tires on that.
She had just met this gentleman.
Oh my God.
No, okay. I understand. That's a great feeling.
God, it feels good.
My next one kind of goes right along with that. Mm. When I was a kid, we used to go to this campground down in the Springs. I mean, we went every year with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And so there was this mountain that you could, there was a trail that you could go up to and everything, but you could see down on the whole uh-huh. campground. We'd go up there. Was my mother was scared to death of heights, but that was the one place she always had to go every year that we went. She goes, uh-huh. I got to get up there. That's where she wanted her ashes to be spread, but they're not there. I still have them. I should try and get there, but mm-hmm. I think they've since closed down that walkway.
Oh.
But when I just remember when I was a kid, I'm like thinking to myself, I'm pretty damn close to heaven.
Yeah.
Because out down there, you could see every star in the sky, you know, and everything. I would just sit there. Me and my brother would go up there. He'd get high, and I would sit there. But it was. I was just like, I think this is the closest I can get to heaven right now, so.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah. I would love to see that place.
Yeah.
That sounds really nice.
I took Lisa down there camping. We weren't even married yet, but we got the giggles one night. Uh-huh. You know, we're kind of, my mom, because it was like 9:30, lights out. You know, I'm like, damn, she wasn't even a military mom. She, you know, but me and Lisa were in our tent. We're like, hee, hee, hee. And my mom goes, all right, knock it off. It's time to go. And then it made it worse because, you know, we're like,
then we're like, we're giggles in trouble.
We're like, yeah, we're like, she was younger. I go, I'm 30. Mom, come on. Hey, mom, damn it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, my number two is Red Rocks.
Red Rocks Amphitheater.
I just, because I love music so much, I don't think that there's a place that is just that. It's so spectacular in every sense of the word, in visually and
acoustically,
and the way the music is, and it's just such an amazing.
There's no other place.
No,
like it.
Seriously. It takes your breath away.
Even recording artists have said that there's no other place to sing and stuff. So
yeah,
I love going to Red. It's been a long time since I've been there, but I like it.
That's a great one. No other place on earth.
No,
God, good one. This is not a geographical location, but especially now that I got this new car. But I've always felt this way. I feel most at peace a lot of times when I'm all by myself, just cranking the radio, just in my car. That's my happy place. That's my spiritual place. It helps me think. It helps me not think. And I don't know if it qualifies as an answer, but that's
it
my
does.
Answer.
No,
oh, no,
it does.
No. Yeah. And you should see this car.
It's sexy.
Heaven.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody what it is. I'm on the deal.
No, it's
oh,
heaven.
Perfect.
Yeah. This one here, we just got it going.
This is your number one?
My number one. That I'm looking forward to is our new little upstairs area that we built.
Oh, yeah, your nook.
It's our new little nook zan area that we're going to sit there and read and stuff. It's just right now.
It's too hot.
It's too hot. We got two big windows up there, and it's like, hey, Lisa.
I'm frying.
We're sweating to the old ones.
Yeah,
but no,
it's going to be a great
That's my number
area.
One. I can't wait till we can you actually get to use it.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually going to write that too, but since we haven't really used it yet,
but
I think that's amazing because that would have been like 4 out of 5 that we had the same.
Oh, you guys are killing it. But they just got some cute new chairs for up there.
Yeah.
And it is by some really pretty windows. That is a nice spot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great once it's not the freaking devil's hell.
You guys are being so cute today.
Aww, oh, you're cute.
Let's arm wrestle.
Right. My number one is... Okay, so I've only been there once, and I probably couldn't get there by myself if I didn't have Daryl with me, but it's the place that I thought
was there.
The most beautiful, and it just, I was like, felt really zen, and we sat on a rock. It was on a mountain in Boulder.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember taking me there?
Yeah.
And we like went down and like sat on this rock, and you could just see over the whole, like, because you were up in Boulder, and you could see over the whole city of like Denver.
You can see, if you look this way, you can see Denver. You look this way, you can see Boulder. Yeah,
it was really,
like
really
the
neat.
Lion King.
Yeah, and then I went, that's what I did.
You did
and
so,
yes. And then I held Daryl up. He's like, yeah, and stuff. And then we've never been back because I dropped him. And it was
sad.
And
he was eaten by a hyena.
Yeah. Name Whoopi.
I was falling.
But,
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ooh.
But
oh,
yeah,
that
so
sounds
it was
nice.
Really, really neat. So
yeah,
we got to go
back
there.
I think
except for you don't know how.
I don't know how to get there, but you have to take me there.
What was it called? Maybe
it's by,
do you know?
It's by Chautauqua
Park.
Chautauqua.
Yeah. What is that?
By Chiquita Bananas.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We ate bananas and
that's
fed
nice.
Them to hyenas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, what's your number one?
Your number one was really, really good. My number one, I think, is also good, but I've already cried once, so I can't do it twice. But seriously, my most peaceful, zenful place, and she is the most awesome lady, is in a hug, but especially a mom's hug. Whenever you need support or comfort or whatever, there is no more peaceful place, I think, than a mama hug.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a hug from Deb and Troy.
And they fly in to give you a hug.
They're like, they're there,
there
Lisa.
You go.
They're there.
We're here for you.
Well, nice.
I wish your other friends were.
I know. I feel like a kiss ass now. Like, I'm like, if you guys have any money. No, just kidding. That is our top five, you guys. Would you like to bring us out of the top five?
There.
Because you got to have
five.
Baby! Oh, God.
That was a good giggle.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, guys, we're back with the Man Witch Minute. I like learning different places that everybody likes to. Their Philly good place? Is that a thing? Feel good place?
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the faith in humanity, really, I mean, those are great, great stories. I mean, that guy, Shelley, I wonder where he's at now. If he was just an angel floated down, I can see the wires coming out of your tread. I need to save this girl. You know, somebody sent him down. And, well, always love the little gal that helped you with your dog. Yeah, that was a great one, Dovetta. I had an honorable mention because I just during that, but I was really, really impressed. I don't get impressed by stars that much, but Dolly Parton during the pandemic just kind of blew my mind. Her faith in giving $1 million. I'm going to give $1 million to this. You know, I thought it was just incredible gesture. So, I mean, she had probably a good tax write off. You don't think of it that way. It was just a good gesture on her part, but. Anyway, that was a great show, ladies, and Manwich out.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our show. I have one more thing. This is my second part that I was going to surprise you guys with.
Ooh, we're getting a car.
Yeah, you get a surprise, and you get a surprise. Everybody. Okay, that was my Oprah. Thank you. Okay, so I want to start a new thing, and I want to call it something that I haven't really decided yet. But until I decide what I'm going to call it, we're going to call it Witchy Wednesday Challenge.
Ooh.
It is the Witchy Wednesday Challenge. Each Wednesday, one of us is going to think up a challenge for the other two.
I love it. Like a dare?
Kind of, but it's like, it can be anything you want.
Okay.
But intermittent fasting? We were thinking, yes, you must intermittent fast for the next week.
For a year.
Yes. And let's talk about it next year. No. Like, it could be try 5 different new green chilies.
Okay.
Or do what's the difference between Mary Kay and Beauty?
Don't give me an or. I'm doing the green chilies.
No, that's not it. Because that's not your challenge. It's my turn. Oh.
Okay.
So my challenge for you guys is Daryl and I went to Lulu Farms the other week.
Brian went yesterday.
Oh, yes. It's lovely.
I've heard it's wonderful.
So, incredible. And you have been to Heine's Market.
Yes.
Heine's.
Daryl's never been to Heine's. Yes. You've never been to Lulu's.
Correct.
I want you guys to try the two markets that you haven't tried.
Yeah.
And tell us what is the difference in the good and the bad and the difference between Heine's Market and Lulu Farms.
Okay, both farmers market.
Both farmers markets, and then you can say, you know, these guys had better produce, these guys had more jams. I don't know, because I've never been to Heine's either.
Pump
but
up the jam.
Say less. I'm excited about this.
Perfect.
Yeah, cool.
So by our next podcast, you guys got a week to try out your new place.
Where's Heine's at?
It's in like a 38th.
It's like 44th and Ward, kind of right by the highway.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
By Edwards Meat.
Yeah. And then our next podcast that we record, Shelly, you're going to do the challenge.
Oh, I'm excited.
And then after that, Daryl will get to do the challenge next time.
Yay, these are fun.
Yay. So that is it. We're going to get going because we have stuff to do. And until then,
stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.